And we are now joined by our race-winning team for the 24th annual Zippo 200 at the Glen. We have driver Joey Logano of the number 22 Snap-on Ford for Team Penske and crew chief Brian Wilson. We're going to open the floor up for questions. We'll start with Jerry, then go to Lee.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net, Performance Racing Network. Joey, congratulations on the win. Can you tell us the backstory on you not being in the 22 car this year? Because I heard you didn't get to pick.
No, I just I drive the car they told me to drive. I think we wanted to switch and see what was going on, so we switched. And the thing is, I didn't really switch because Wilson was a crew chief last year when we won. So I was like, oh, all right, let's switch. We have the same team. So I don't know. We just did. But it was a good car. They both were good cars. They're both great teams. You know, the pit crew on both cars are cup teams when we come to the road course here with the pit stops backwards. So we do that for get some experience for our guys. But really the... I guess probably the advantage is to the 12 because they don't race for stages, and we got to race for stage points. So there's probably maybe a little advantage there, but you know, when it comes down to the end of it, like the last few years, it just seems like it's the two of us battling it out like crazy, and I work as hard as I can there. So it was a fun battle. These Xfinity cars are a really good package around this racetrack for some racing because there's just enough draft to keep the leader from pulling away.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. What went through your mind when you saw Keselowski spinning your rearview mirror?
Well, we both overdrove that corner because that was the closest he was in a few laps, and I knew he was thinking that was going to be his chance, so I knew I had to drive in that corner pretty hard unless he was going to get to the inside of me. And I think I can't speak for him, but I'm pretty sure he thought he was going to drive in harder than me wherever I was. And I started braking, and I thought, oh, no. I'm going to wheel hop this thing, and I looked in the mirror and saw smoke and a car sideways, and then got piled into, and I said, well, I guess he got in a little harder even, but we both were just pushing those cars as hard as we possibly could as qualifying laps from the when the green flag dropped, and you see how we were able to pull away from a lot of the fields. We were just running so hard. It's a real testament to what the cars and the motors, we're revving them out as high as we can. We're pushing the brakes as hard as we freaking can. We're sliding these things around, doing everything we can do to beat each other. So, we knew we were going to have a fun, clean race. You know that when you race against your teammate. But I thought I was going to be able to pull away, and I couldn't.
And as much as Team Penske had the field covered today, do you think you have anything for the Gibbs Toyotas tomorrow?
18 cars really fast. those cars on the Cup side, they're so fast. It's going to take a lot. To answer your question in practice, no, we didn't. None of us had the speed to race with those guys. Now, with that being said, I'm sure we changed things. I had to go drive the car, so I don't know what we changed. So there's we're going to change some things to try to make it better. But, when you look at the Gibbs cars here, and they're fast here, too. When you have Kyle in it here, we had all been racing each other pretty hard. Priest ran really good in that car today. So it's not like they're lacking speed on this side. You know what I mean? It's just they've got stuff figured out right now on the Cup side where all their cars this week are fast. The 20, the 11, all of them, the 19, I think, has got decent speed as well. So, we're gonna have to do all we can do to keep up with them.
Go next to Bob.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Did you feel like the restart was really your only chance to take the lead, and how much contact was there?
I thought that was going to be my best shot, but I really honestly thought I'd have a shot afterwards, so I wasn't going to go all or nothing. But I was able to have a good restart and drop to the inside, and he braked a little early, and I was able to get all the way to door-to-door with him, and we barely touched about the two-thirds of the exit point of the corner. It was nothing. So just a small little touch. It didn't even upset our cars. It's just a little thing. So, it's hard racing at the end, and, I'd expect him to do the same thing to me and when he's trying to win a race. So, we're going for it.
additional questions for our race-winning team? Dustin?
Dustin Albino, Front Stretch. Joey, how did you enjoy racing in the rain?
I'm not very good at it. I don't know. I raced in Montreal once in the rain and ran decent in it. And I thought, well, and that was the first time any of us ever raced. And I think since then, a lot of these guys have raced more in the rain and kind of figured out how to do it. And I figured I had the best guy in front of me with AJ that I can just follow him. And then I couldn't follow him. Because all I was thinking is, man, you know, I can probably push this thing harder and go faster. But we're not going to finish this race in the rain. And it's really just about, let's just not crash my car at this point and try to keep it in one piece. And that was the goal for me at that point is, you know, try to have a solid finish in it. But I didn't want to hurt my race car at that point because I knew we had a car that could win the race. So we just, I was just trying to be smart. But, you know, it's tempting. Every time a car goes by, you're like, oh, I got to go a little harder. You know, and every lap, it's a little drier. So you go a little bit more, you go a little bit more, and you're sliding all over. So I don't know. I told Wilson, the caution came out. I was like, I don't know what to tell you. It's loose, but I think everybody is. There's no grip. It's amazing with those rain tires, though, how much grip they gained. Like when we were driving around on slicks when it was pouring rain, I was like, well, I don't know how we're going to do this. And then they put the rain tires on it, gained a lot until it dried up. Then they're horrible in the dry. So crazy to go through that. That was kind of fun.
Brian, how about your day setting up the car for those Goodyear wet weather radials?
So a couple years ago, I was in the rain race at Mid-Ohio, and really I had just drawn on some of the guys at the shop that had been through it before. And when we made the adjustments with Blaney a couple years ago, it seemed like it worked okay. So really I just applied the same offsets. That's one nice thing. You think about all the depth that Team Penske has. We've got a lot of sports car background and IndyCar, guys that have done it before. So you can lean on those guys and kind of know what to expect. But we certainly don't have it perfected, but the good news is I don't think anyone really does.
Well, gentlemen, congratulations on the victory. And Joey, good luck on qualifying.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Back to work. Yeah.